The reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearls in front of pigs, or they may trample them, then turn on you, and tear you to pieces. So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and many take it. But it is a narrow gate, and a hard road that leads to life. Only a few find it." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. For 8 years in the English city of Leicester, I was hospital chaplain. And while I worked in the hospital, I also did night calls. And I'd say about a third of them involved premature babies, or babies who were ill, or babies who died in miscarriages. And these would be the calls, particularly at night. And people often ask me, what is it I say to the mothers and fathers of these children who have died or are very ill or threatening to die? And actually, that's one of the easier questions I get asked, because although I try to say many things, most times I usually said four words that always seem to come up, four words I always seem to find the moment when it seemed appropriate to use these words. These words are quite simply, life is a struggle. Might sound harsh, life is a struggle. That might sound like harsh words. But the fact is, it seems to be the right thing to say. Somehow it seemed to give hope to parents, especially mothers, because there's some sense that of meaning and purpose. Like imagine in a battlefield, if the commanding officer, instead of saying it's hopeless or we're defeated, said this is going to be the hardest fight in our lives, the soldiers will hear this and say, that means we can win, right, or survive. There's something we can do. You wouldn't say that unless there was some possibility of getting through. It gives you hope. And life is a struggle. It's just the truth of life. It's a struggle. And then parents, they look at their children, if they're struggling for life, and they think, we can do something. If they've lost a child, particularly a miscarriage, they can think, yeah, but life's a struggle. We can go on, we can try again, we can do something. There's hope here. It's actually a hopeful thing to say. And yet, to say it might sound harsh, you might be unwilling to say this. This short section of Gospel, there's three things that might not seem connected. Actually, I think you could connect these three sayings. Jesus says, don't throw your pearls in front of pigs. Well, his words are pearls. So either he's contradicting himself, or the people he's speaking to aren't pigs. They're people who can hear what he's saying. They'll fail, of course, they'll turn against him. But then grace hasn't come into the world, the Spirit hasn't come into the world. And these pearls of wisdom can be heard and accepted and lived. He wouldn't say these things unless he knew that these people could be people, not pigs, not with the gathering swine leaping over the cliffs. Then he says, always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. Well, you could say that really means, if I think I can deal with hardship, if I think I can do things, why shouldn't I think others can? It's respect. To say the hard word is to respect people. You say, these are words that are hard, but I have some trust that you, a child of God, can hear them. You can hear these words. Life is a struggle. You can go on struggling, on, go on fighting. Then the last bit, enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious and many take it. So narrow gate, it's this hard road. I think constricted road would be more accurate. It leads to life. Only a few find it. Okay, maybe people don't listen, maybe we don't hear these words, but it's certainly possible we can hear these words. We all have the possibility of hearing these words. We all have within us the seeds of greatness, even if we don't let them grow. And the narrow road is the best road to take. For one thing, the narrow road is the road that's harder to get lost on. You know, the wide road you can go left and right. The narrow road you can only go forward or back. On the broad road you might go sideways. You're not even running away from the struggle. You're not even getting further away from the hard road. The narrow road gives you shape. It makes you something, not just anything. The broad road we lose shape. In the broad road we just become flaccid, weak, shapeless. We become a puddle. We simply fall apart. We simply collapse like a puddle spreading. On the flat road it gives us no challenge. And also, because no challenge, no guidance. Because the struggle of life is what helps us to find our way forward and to become what we are, what we truly are. Become people who can hear the pearls of Christ's wisdom. Life's a struggle, and the road is narrow if we go forward. But the narrow road shapes us, the narrow road strengthens us, makes us strong. We can go forward. And those people who think they found freedom because they have no challenges in their life, no difficulties, because their life is easy, they're not free, they're just lost and shapeless. Don't be a puddle. Be something solid that pushes its way through the narrow thickets of life and does good things and brings good things into the world and makes good things. Life's a struggle. Go forward. Become in the narrow road the shape and the form that belongs to you forever.